You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota on 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's time for the Noontime News, brought to you in part by Grand Cities Monument.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Okay, good afternoon. Bo Melby here. You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston. The Noontime News. Let's take a look at our world and national headlines. Russia has fired more than two dozen missiles at Kyiv, attacking the Ukrainian capital for the first time in 6 weeks and sending panicked residents flooding into the relatively safe system of the subway in a scene reminiscent of the first weeks of the war. Air defenses shot down all 31 of the missiles early Thursday, though officials say the falling wreckage still damaged apartment buildings and injured 13 people, including a child. The attack happened a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened to respond in kind to recent Ukrainian aerial attacks on the Russian border of the Belgrade, which Russian officials say have killed civilians. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky urged the West to send more air defense systems. Apple says a Justice Department antitrust lawsuit accusing of its engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones in the U.S. is wrong on the facts and the law. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in federal court in New Jersey. The suit alleges Apple uses its control over the iPhone to engage in an illegal course of conduct. The lawsuit is the latest example of the Justice Department's approach to aggressive enforcement of federal antitrust law that officials say is aimed at ensuring a fair and competitive market. Apple has defended the digital fortress known as its walled garden as a featured prize by consumers who want to protect their personal information. Lawmakers have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown for several key federal agencies this weekend. The bill unveiled Thursday comes nearly 6 months into the current budget year and would allow Congress to complete its work in funding the government through September. Democrats were largely able to swat back scores of policy mandates and some of the steeper budget cuts that House Republicans were seeking to impose on non-defense programs. Among the policy wins that House Speaker Mike Johnson is highlighting for Republicans is a nearly 24% increase in detention beds for migrants awaiting their immigration proceedings or removal from the country. That's been a look at your world and national headlines for this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, taking a look here at our current conditions outside the downtown studio, we have clear blue sunny skies. I mean, just a gorgeous day out there right now. 25 degrees, a little chilly. Winds out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour. Humidity at 33%. That's been dropping all morning long. And our barometric pressure, 30.31 inches. That's also been slightly dropping. A wind chill of 19 degrees. So again, 25 right now. Feels like 19 out there. Our forecast for today real quick, looking for a high near 30. Under, it says mostly cloudy skies, so eventually some clouds are going to move in, according to the forecast. But on the bright side, the winds are going to stay right around 5 miles per hour. 30% chance of snow tonight, mainly before 2 a.m., but not looking for much accumulation. Over the weekend, Sunday, mainly Sunday night into Monday, that's a different story. We'll talk about that more in detail a little later on in the Noontime News when we get to our weather. For right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our state headlines right after we hear from some of our great sponsors in First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at our state headlines on this Thursday morning, Democrats in the Minnesota House appeared ready to move forward with a bill in committee this morning that would make buying a firearm for a criminal or straw purchasing a felony, with even tougher penalties if that person uses it within a year to commit a violent crime. Republicans have been pushing for a similar bill, but Elk River Representative Paul Novotny says, "We're not about taking credit. If they want to clone it and get it done, whatever we can do to close the straw purchase bill, that's our goal." But House Republicans are continuing to demand hearings as tomorrow's deadline looms on about half dozen bills they say will support officers and make their jobs safer. Among them, stiffer penalties against those riding along in stolen vehicles and making a grand jury indictment necessary to prosecute any officer who's charged in a suspect's death. Minnesota's unemployment rate held steady at 2.7% in February. The Department of Employment and Economic Development Deputy Commissioner Kevin McKinnon says the state's labor force participation rate is at 67.9%, while the national labor force participation rate stayed at 62.5%. But our population is aging, and as people get into their 60s and 70s, many of people want to retire. He highlights the state's need to draw younger workers to Minnesota and help more people who aren't in the labor market or are underemployed to prepare for and land jobs in high-demand sectors. Over the year, Minnesota gained 37,565 payroll jobs, which is up 1.3%, and the private sector gained 15,274 jobs, up 0.6%. The Minnesota Department of Commerce has noted a significant increase in homeowner insurance complaints, with numbers doubling since 2020, rising from 569 to 1,185 in 2023. Deputy Commissioner of Insurance Julia Dreyer says a majority of the complaints were concerns about claims being denied or facing high out-of-pocket costs due to wind and hail damage. She notes in the past, people's homeowners insurance coverage may have covered all the policyholders' costs to replace things like broken roofs or siding, but not anymore. Dreyer urges homeowners to review their policies during their next insurance renewal. Two people are recovering from minor injuries after a hot air balloon crash Wednesday evening in Rochester. MnDOT traffic cameras capture the balloon hitting a set of power lines and sparks flying in the air. Rochester firefighters were called to the scene to put out about a 100 by 100 foot grass fire. Police say the balloon detached from the basket and fell 20 to 30 feet with three passengers inside. Officers say two suffered minor injuries. The preliminary investigation indicates the balloon was trying to land in a field when a gust of wind pushed it into the power lines. Now that's what a look at your state headlines. We'll come back with a look at our sports after this from First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look now at our sports, we'll start with a little week recap from Wednesday. And, we had boys basketball on the radio for you as the state tournament kicked off. We had a Class AA quarterfinal. That was between Pelican Rapids and Lake City, with Lake City getting the win 72-61. Other Class 2A quarterfinals, they were kind of split up between Williams Arena and the Target Center. The game we carried last night was at the Target Center. And the other game at the Target Center was Albany defeating Jackson County Central, 87-66. The other Class 2A quarterfinal at Williams Arena, Breck would defeat Waseca 76-42, and Minnehaha Academy defeats Pequot Lakes 63-47. Class 3A quarterfinals at Williams Arena in Minneapolis yesterday. It was Totino Grace defeating Stuartville 57-48. Minneapolis De La Salle defeats Orono 70-64. Mankato East defeats Chicago Lakes 80-41. Minneapolis South defeats, or pardon me, Alexandria defeats Minneapolis South. Close game here. Alexandria wins 72-70. In Class 4A quarterfinals at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Wayzata defeats Rogers 77-64. It was Creighton Durham Hall squeaking by Farmington 57-56. In Park Center, and Egan would go at it with Egan getting a close win, winning 73-70. And Minnetonka defeats Coon Rapids 83-36. And the Minnesota Wild, they would get absolutely pummeled by the Los Angeles Kings last night. Wild lose 6-0. Tough game there. Wild down Jonas Brodin now with an injury, and obviously Joel Eriksson X out. I mean, just a lot of not great for the Wild for today. Well, anytime soon. Anyway, let's take a look at today's schedule. It's, we got some action for you. The Minnesota State Tournament quarterfinals continue for Class Single A. Going on as we speak at the Target Center Minneapolis, Cherry is taking on Russell Tyler Ruthven. And looks like Cherry's up 77-43 with a few minutes left in that one. So it looks like they're going to advance on. Cherry is the number one seed. Other quarterfinals for Class Single A at the Target Center, Nevis will take on Mountain Lake at 3 p.m. Heritage Christian Academy will take on West Central Area. And at 5 p.m., number three-seeded Fertilebel Trammy will take on Goodhue. And we're going to carry that game on the radio for you tonight, 4:30, actually late afternoon, early evening, 4:30, the Riverview Health pregame show, 5 o'clock, the tap from the Target Center right here on KROX Radio. Again, just radio. We cannot stream these games. Don't even have an option to, let alone the cost of it. But so just on the radio for you tonight, Fernabel Trammy versus Goodhue, 4:30, the Riverview Health pregame show, 5 o'clock, the tap. So should be a great matchup, and best of luck to Fernabel Trammy. We'll be carrying all their games this tournament, and hopefully they're bringing home some hardware. Class AA consolation games at Concordia St. Paul tonight. At 6 p.m., Waseca will take on Pequot Lakes, and at 8 p.m., Jackson County Central will take on Pelican Rapids. In the Class 3A semifinals at Williams Arena at noon, so just got going on here about 15 minutes ago, Totino Grace is taking on Minneapolis De La Salle, and at 2 p.m., Mankato East will take on Alexandria. Consolation bracket for Class 3A at Concordia St. Paul. At 2 p.m., Stuartville will take on Orono, and at 4 p.m., Chisago Lakes will take on Minneapolis South. And the big school is Class 4A, the semifinals at Williams Arena. At 6 p.m. tonight, Wayzata will take on Creighton-Durham Hall. And at 8 p.m., Minnetonka will take on Egan. For the big schools in their consolation bracket, we do have one result for you. It started at 10 a.m. Farmington, they beat up on Rogers. They win 98-69. And the other Class 4A consolation game that got started just about 15 minutes ago at noon, Park Center's taking on Coon Rapids. And that's it for the sports for today. Nothing else going on, just state basketball. And again, we'll have that game on the radio for you tonight between Fertilebel Trammy and Goodhue, 4:30, the Riverview Health pregame show, 5 o'clock, the tap. You can listen to that here on KROX Radio on 1260 AM, 105.7 FM, and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks. You can listen online, which we have our internet back up and running. Our stream is working. Listen on to go to KROXAM.com, click under Listen Live. Use your free smartphone app or, say, on your smart listening device, say, listen to KROX in Crookston. You'll be good to go for that game tonight. Let's see here. Other sporting news here real quick. Well, the Minnesota Vikings are bringing in some more players on the second level of their defense. The team signed linebackers Jihad Ward and Kamu Grugier-Hill to contracts yesterday. Ward spent the last two seasons with the Giants. He started 9 out of his 16 appearances last year, tallying 24 tackles, 5 sacks. Grugier-Hill had 56 tackles, a sack, and an interception with 17 games with Carolina. So a couple more additions to the defense as the Vikings, I'm assuming, are going to be focusing on their offense come the draft time here. That's headed our way here soon before you know it. Let's see here. Well, the NCAA tournament really got kicked off. The first round kicked off today. That's going on as we speak, as the last of the schools to go get their 16 seed and the 10th seed. That was Grambling in Colorado. They were they won their games on Wednesday. And that's pretty much it for your sports. Again, one thing, obviously, Shohei Ohtani, lawyers for the Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani are accusing his interpreter of stealing Ohtani's funds to take part in gambling. That's that one's just really started. That came out yesterday, and that'll be an interesting one to see where that one goes. But either way, the interpreter apparently took millions of dollars to pay for his gambling. Weird. Anyway, we're going to go ahead now, and that's it for your sports. We'll take a quick break, come back with our local news and weather after this from Riverview Health and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Shop the quick meal ideas that are on sale this week at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Select Campbell's Chunk Soups 2 for $4. Select Chef Boyardee Pasta 4 for $5. Cans of Manwich Sloppy Joe Sauce 2 for $3. And be sure to buy buns for the Sloppy Joes. 8-count of Hugo's Baked Fresh Hamburger or Hot Dog Buns are 2 for $6. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
In our local news on this Thursday, Crookston High School was forced into a lockdown on Wednesday afternoon at approximately 1:40 p.m. after a small group of high school students got into an altercation just outside of the district office. Crookston Public Schools Superintendent Randy Burquist explained what happened.
What happened is we had an incident involving a small number of students. It happened to be right out my office door. It's actually an isolated part of the building. It's in the western part of the middle school, high school, in front of the district office. Some people didn't realize the district office has moved since last summer, but it was right out there. I myself went out there. Other administrators and other teachers were out there to kind of curb the loud altercation between a couple of students. There was only a few students involved.
The Crookston Police Department dispatched officers to the high school to mitigate the situation. It is school policy to enter in lockdown after physical and verbal altercations. CHS was in lockdown for approximately 30 minutes and classes resumed at 2:18 p.m. There were no injuries during the altercation, and Bergquist said that no punches were thrown, but the interaction did involve some shoving. The police department will be in contact with the individuals involved and parents and determine if any charges are to be filed. Burquist gave a message to parents and community members that the safety of the students and staff is a major priority in the district.
But we're going to keep our school, our students, and our staff safe and secure as much as possible, as much as we can. That's why we do these lockdowns. That's why the state requires us to do 5 lockdowns and 5 fire drills so that we can prepare and get ready for a situation like this. Even though it's minor, there's all kinds of major situations out there as well, too.
Okay. Well, the Crookston Community Education Board met on Tuesday in the Crookston High School District Office. ECFE parent educator Gina Gunderson started the meeting by giving the board program updates from the ECFE and what is to come this spring. Gunderson gave a brief overview about the status of the program.
The classes are going very well, and our families are really enjoying our gym time, pop in and play and unplug and play, which ends up being about 3 times out of the month. In February, we went to the pool, which was a lot of fun. We have the pool is a great asset to our community and just really fun to see families enjoying it.
One of the more popular events in the ECFE, the March Musical Madness program, will kick off on Monday, March 25th at 6 p.m. at Highland Elementary School. Children and parents will be able to collaborate with the CHS Orchestra program. The 5th and 6th graders will also play songs for the children and families in attendance during the event. The ECFE is also getting geared to begin their Let's Play Together program on April 16th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Crookston High School Commons area. Gunderson explains.
And we invite the community to come in and have an informational booth and then some activities set up in the gym for children to enjoy.
This year's theme is play. As Gunderson commented, that's how children learn best. The board also received updates on the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and Crookston currently has a whopping 201 students registered. This program provides children registered in the program one free book per month until they reach the age of 5. The final item the board was updated on was the early childhood screening results from Washington School. 54 of the possible 59 students were screened during March 6th and March 7th. The next opportunity to be screened will take place on August 7th. It is required by the state of Minnesota for children to be screened before the age of 5 and before being enrolled in public school. The final item on the agenda was a discussion regarding the school readiness or preschool registration for the 2024-25 school year. Washington School provides half-day and full-day services for 3- and 4-year-olds throughout each school year. 110 students are enrolled in this year's program, and spots will fill quickly for next year. Parents will be sent information regarding registration for next school year, where they can choose which program they would like their child to be enrolled in. Once the information is filled out, the form must be sent back to Washington School so the information can be processed. The cost to enroll students in the half-year day or half-day program is $500 for the year, and for the full-day program, it is $1,000 for the year. And after a mild winter which saw minimal snowfall, spring has arrived. Unfortunately, it is likely that Minnesota residents will have their good fortune put on hold this weekend. The Grand Forks National Weather Service has announced a potential snowstorm to take place this weekend. The Weather Service shows that the storm will begin late on Saturday night or early Sunday morning and will last until early Monday morning or afternoon. The snow will begin to fall in the western Dakotas first and reach eastern North Dakota by Sunday morning and slowly work its way north throughout the day. National Weather Service meteorologist Blake Rafferty further explains the outlook for Crookston over the weekend.
Currently, for the Crookston area, snow on Sunday should be on the lighter side as we get into the overnight hours and whatnot. That's when the heavier snow will begin. There is uncertainty what happens Monday morning and beyond, as if the storm takes a little bit more eastward track, snowfall totals will be lower. Snow will end Monday.
If the path of the storm heads further north, the Twin Cities will experience heavier snowfall on the southern edge of the storm. If the storm heads east, the Twin Cities will experience the brunt of the storm, Rafferty explains.
So either way, the Twin Cities look to receive snowfall, but again, the amounts, much like Crookston, both cities are on different edges of the band. Crookston's more on the northern edge, Minneapolis more on the southern edge.
There could be potential hazards on the roads during the storm, specifically late Sunday night and early Monday morning. Rafferty suggests all drivers who are heading to southern Minnesota over the weekend to check the DOT map because heavy snow is expected to hit the area. The Grand Forks National Weather Service shows that west central Minnesota has an 80% chance of receiving 6 inches or more in snowfall over the weekend. Visit KROXAM.com to view the MnDOT map and traveling suggestions over the weekend. Before the craze of spring planting, it's time to think farm safety, or more specifically, farmer safety. Riverview Health will offer a free public health presentation on Wednesday, March 27th, titled Spine Care for Farmers, Occupational Health in the Farming Community. Josie Hewitt, a University of North Dakota occupational therapy doctoral student, will present on low back and neck pain among the farming population. As a result of her occupational therapy background, Hewitt will share a helpful resource that provides simple recommendations to reduce the risk of injury and pain related from farm work. Ensure a long farming career by learning ways to prevent pain in everyday activities. Hewitt grew up on a family farm near Red Lake Falls. She has been working on a doctoral project with Riverview Health as her sponsor. The March 27th presentation results from the collaboration. The presentation will begin at noon in the conference rooms at Riverview Health at 323 South Minnesota Street in Crookston. Registration is required. Please leave a message at 218-281-9745 with your name and number of guests attending. Riverview will provide coffee and water. On your way to the conference room, stop by the Holtian Cafe inside Riverview's main doors for lunch or snack items, including sandwiches, soup, desserts, and beverages. Feel free to bring your purchases to the presentation and eat as you learn. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of the following: James Lucas St. Clair, 37, no address listed for domestic assault. Jordan Lee Skinaway, 30, of Fawston for second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. Misty Marie Malmo, 46, of Bagley for traffic DUI. Chad Joseph Bowman, 48, of Crookston for secondary traffic DUI. On the obituary desk on this Thursday morning, Jacob Henry DeHaan, 84, lifelong resident of Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, passed away on Tuesday, March 19, 2024, at the Villa St. Vincent in Crookston, Minnesota, with his loving family at his side. Memorial Mass of Jacob will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 23rd, at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Red Lake Falls, with Father Bob Schreiner officiating. Burial will be held 1 hour prior to the service at the church on Saturday. Jacob Henry DeHaan was born October 20, 1939 in Crookston, Minnesota, son of John and Gertrude DeHaan. He was baptized and confirmed at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Red Lake Falls, Minnesota. He attended St. Joseph Catholic School. Jacob entered the U.S. Army on December 11, 1956, and honorably served in his country in Korea until being discharged on November 28, 1958. On May 5, 1962, he was united in marriage to Barbara Jean Meyer at St. Bernard's Catholic Church in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. To this union, five children were born: Robert, Kimberly, Donna, Carol, and Janelle. Jacob is survived by his children, Robert and Paula DeHaan of Wheaton, Minnesota, Kimberly and Pat Conway of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, Donna and Jeff DeHaan of Newport, Minnesota, Carol and Craig Sheppy of Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, and Janelle and Bill Vathauer of Crookston. His memory lives on through his cherished grandchildren, Nicole Larson, Katie Sheppy, Jordan Sheppy, Chelsea Sheppy, Brooke Wagner, Travis Vathauer, Tyler DeHaan, Rochelle Sheppy. The light of his life continues to shine through his great-grandchildren, Mariah, Sydney, Matilda, Riker, Hensley, Hudson, Autumn, Cooper, and Evie, with one more due in August. Siblings include Gerald and Marianne DeHaan of Thief River Falls, Minnesota, Elaine Sis Boucher of Crookston, along with several nieces, nephews, and a wide circle of family and friends. Jacob is preceded in death by his loving wife, Barbara, parents, and siblings Martin, Catherine, Anthony, Margaret, Joseph, John, and infant brother Robert. May God bless the memory of Jacob Henry DeHaan. David Olson, 77, of Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, passed away on Tuesday, March 19, 2024, at Benedictine Living Community of Crookston. Memorial service for David will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, March 25th, at St. John's Lutheran Church in Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, with the Reverend Jeffrey Lytle officiating. Visitation will be held at St. John's Lutheran Church 1 hour prior to the service on Monday. David Paul Olson was born December 31, 1946, at Crookston, Minnesota, son of Arnold Sr. and Mervyn Olson. He was raised in Mentor, Minnesota, and attended school in Mentor, graduating with the class of 1964. He attended the tech school in Thief River Falls, receiving a degree in welding in 1966. David entered the U.S. Army in 1967, serving in Korea until 1968, and was honorably discharged in 1972. On January 31, 1969, he was united in marriage to Janice Jean Guthridge in Mentor, Minnesota. To this union, two daughters were born, Jean and Patty. The couple made their home in Mentor until 1978, when they moved to Red Lake Falls, Minnesota. David is survived by his loving wife of 55 years, Janice Olson of Red Lake Falls, daughters Jean and Derek Lambert of Red Lake Falls, Patty and Tori Sorensen of Red Lake Falls, grandchildren Lucas Barge Gobranson, Taryn Hasby, Jay Payette, Reese Lambert, Tyler Sorensen, great-grandchildren Aubrey, Austin, Charlie, siblings Roger Olson of Mentor, Minnesota, Nancy and Roland Gagner of Moorhead, Minnesota, Gloria Parkin of Florida, in-laws Lester Guthridge of Crookston, Minnesota, Judy and Dave Heismans of Little Falls, Minnesota, Juanita and Dale Karst of Idaho, Joanne Schultz of Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, along with several nieces and nephews. David is preceded in death by his parents, Arnold Sr. and Mervyn, beloved grandson Joshua Sheppy, siblings Steve, Gary, and Arnold Jr., in-laws Lester, Mabel, Rosie, and Raymond Guthridge, and Jane Briggs, nephews Steve, Mike, and Scott. That's been a look at your local news. Now let's shift our attention to the weather as we take a look outside. We'll not look outside quite yet. We'll take a look at our forecast for this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a high near 30 degrees, east winds 5 miles per hour. Tonight, 30% chance of snow, mainly before 2 a.m., cloudy, low around 20 degrees, east-northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. New snow accumulation less than half of an inch possible. Friday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, a high near 27 degrees, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting near 20 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear, low around 10 degrees, north-northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting near 20. Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 28 degrees. Saturday night, a 30% chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around 18 degrees. Sunday, a 50% chance of snow, patchy blowing snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 30 degrees. Sunday night, snow likely, patchy blowing snow, cloudy, low around 19 degrees, the chance of snow is at 70%. Monday, another 70% chance of snow, the snow could be heavy at times. Patchy blowing snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 26 degrees. Monday night, another 70% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, low around 17 degrees. Tuesday, a 50% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 25. Tuesday night, 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, low around 9. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 28. Our KROX Weather Almanac. This morning, low since midnight, 14 degrees. The sun did rise at 7:27 a.m. We'll set at 7:40 p.m. for 12 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. Your record temperatures for March 21st. Record high set 1910 of 69 degrees. Record low in 1893 was 18 degrees below zero. A year ago, we had a high of 32 degrees and a low of 10 degrees with 3 inches of new snow. We were below the averages, as today's average high is 36 degrees, the average low is 19 degrees. And yesterday, we had a high of 21 degrees and a low of 8. Right now, downtown Crookston, we're at 25 degrees. Clear, sunny skies. Winds out of the south at 3 miles per hour, so no wind chill. Humidity at 36%. Barometer slowly dropping, 30.30 inches. 25 degrees right now, looking for a high near 30. That's been a look at your weather. That's been a look at your Noontime News. Again, we thank all our sponsors of the Noontime News, Grand Cities Monument, First Community Credit Union, HN Quality Plumbing, Riverview Health, and Hugo's. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of the Noontime News here on KROX.